This is Dakota Datebook for March 24th. The Dakota boom was a period of rapid settlement, population growth, and agricultural development fueled by the Homestead Act and the extension of railroads into the vast Dakota Territory. The population grew from 1,766 in 1870 to more than 328,000 by 1890. Jurisdictional demands hastened North and South Dakota statehood in 1889. During the territorial period between 1870 and 1889 and into early statehood, Wahpeton was a bustling frontier town. The sudden rise in population, along with numerous saloons and sporting houses, contributed to an increase in crime. In 1881, responding to the need for law and order, the first courthouse was provided by Morgan T. Rich, along with the block on which it was built. Previously, court had been held above Damerel's wood frame hardware store on Dakota Avenue. The third floor attic was used as a jail. In the winter of 1882 and 83, one James Newton, a railroad station agent, was being tried in the new courtroom. William Nash had accused Newton of violating his 16-year-old daughter, a domestic worker in Newton's household. When Newton pled not guilty, Nash reportedly arose from his chair saying, "Well, take this then," and shot Newton, killing him. The incident was reported around the country and depicted on the cover of Illustrated Police News magazine on January 20, 1883. Nash was charged with murder and defended by W.W. Irwin of St. Paul, who had gained a reputation as a great criminal lawyer. The Bismarck Tribune publicized a fundraiser to procure Irwin's counsel for Nash, described as one who is very poor and has always been respected. Irwin telegraphed that he would be there immediately. At trial, Nash's guilt was evident, but one man on the jury would not vote to convict, and the jury remained hung until it was discharged on March 23, 1883. On this date in 1883, citizens of Wahpeton, Dakota Territory, awoke to the news that the new Richland County Courthouse had burned to the ground overnight. Just the previous day, the sensational murder trial had been the talk of the town and beyond. Nash was never retried or convicted for the killing of Newton. All records related to his trial were destroyed in the fire. No one was ever arrested for the suspected arson that ended the case. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Lee Erdrick. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.